probation. University officials at Troy say the hazing violations that led to the suspension of Delta Kappa Epsilon fraternity included sleep deprivation, excessive exercise, and the use of alcohol. The entire chapter has been suspended since September. The fraternity must stop all new member activities and are banned from all on-campus activity. MPS officials say construction will start as soon as possible after the $1.5 million purchase of Holy Cross Episcopal School as the new site for Booker T. Washington Magnet School. Students have been displaced since BTW caught fire last year. For more on these stories and others, watch CBS 8 and ABC 32. For Alabama News Network, I'm Julia Brooks.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Firefighters brace for the worst. The explosion and speed of a wildfire burning in Northern California's wine country has been nothing short of jaw-dropping.
Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel has been removed from office by the Florida State Senate. His leadership came under question after last year's Stoneman Douglas High School mass shooting.
Democrats are now discussing what articles of impeachment against the president will look like. This includes how many of them there will be, what exactly they may include.
TikTok, new concerns that information gathered on the app used to post fun videos could one day be used against Americans.
Congressman Elijah Cummings is the first African-American lawmaker to lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda.
Dozens of families in Arlington, Virginia joined forces to surprise crossing guard Jeff Covell, who is a diehard Nationals fan, with a pair of tickets to Game 4 against the Astros.
The hyphen, Webster's dictionary defines, is a symbol used to divide a compound word or a single word. So it seems to me that when a man calls himself an Afro-American, a Mexican-American, Italian-American, an Irish-American, Jewish-American, what he's saying is, I'm a divided American. Well, we all came from other places, different creeds, different races, to form a nation, to become as one. Yet look at the harm a line has done. A simple little line, and yet as divisive as a line can get. A crooked cross the Nazis flew, and the Russian hammer and sickle, too. Time bombs in the lives of men. But none of these could ever fan the flames of hatred faster than the hyphen. The Russian hammer built a wall that locks men's hearts from freedom's call. Crooked cross flew overhead above 20 million tragic dead. Among them, men from this great nation who died for freedom's preservation. A hyphen is a line that's small. It can be a bridge or be a wall. A bridge can save you lots of time. A wall you always have to climb. The road to liberty lies true. A hyphen's use is up to you. Used as a bridge, it can span all the differences of man. Being free in mind and soul should be our most important goal. If you use the hyphen as a wall, you'll make your life mean and small. An American is a special breed whose people came to her in need. They came to her that they might find a world where they'd have peace of mind, where men are equal and something more. stand taller than they stood before. So you be wise in your decision, and that little line won't cause division. Let's join hands with one another, for in this land each man's your brother. United we stand, divided we fall. We're Americans, and that says it all.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. Newstone 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition of the Dan Morris Show. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Then first-time callers have their names put in twice. How about them apples? Let's do the name game, my friend.
Yes. Jennifer Rudolph. Jennifer Rudolph, call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to qualify to win a Crimson Tide cruise trip. February the 10th through the 15th, yeah, out of New Orleans on the Carnival Valor, yeah, and with UA athletes, other, you know, VIPs from the Crimson Tide Nation. So, again, Jennifer Rudolph, call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win this amazing prize. You're the latest name in the name game.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Happy Yankee. Happy Yankee, how are you today?
Oh, I'm having a great day. War Eagle, we're going to go down to Bat Beach tomorrow, and we're going to lace of wood to the Cajun.
War Eagle.
I'm gonna tell you. And I'm going to tell you, Sweet Creek, I had some great camp stew there on Tuesday.
Ah.
Awesome, and who's never had it, got to go.
Yeah, there you go. You ought to try the Cuban sandwich also.
I've had it.
That's my favorite sandwich.
Yeah, so I digress. Here, if anybody thinks that this has turned into a criminal investigation now, I mean, they must be dumb as a bag of hammers. As I told you 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, this thing is a criminal investigation. It's just now getting out, eventually, you know, through issuance of subpoenas, conversations between attorneys and clients and other attorneys. And I go back to the same thing I said 3 weeks ago. You know, the cooperators are pointing the investigators and they're giving them direction based on what the cooperators are saying, and which led Bill Barr and, you know, to Italy and obviously on to Australia. I mean, this is nothing new, but I just don't think that people understand the way things work. I mean, this is done. I mean, and this guy that was interviewed by Scarborough, I don't know who he is, but I mean, he must be like living in, like, you know, in the mountains of Utah or something like that, you know, like, yeah, I just don't know. I mean, it is. I mean, and it's based on what, it's based on information that the cooperators, and I really believe we got Page and some others, potentially Baker, cooperating, that are providing information to point the investigators in the right area where they go. They may not have first-hand knowledge, but I go back to what I tell, you know, I've told people previously about inferences. You can give this information, that information, all this information. You collect the information, and it's all inferences. You don't know firsthand, but there's an inference there, and the investigators are taking it, and they're saying, okay, wow, all these damn indicators were drawing the inference, so there's got to be something there, and that's where they're going to do it, to determine what's going on.
Yeah, this thing is so big, and as I've been saying for a long time, is they've got to get this thing right. They cannot screw it up like some other things have been screwed up before. They need to get this thing right so they get a slam dunk on this.
Yeah, and you know, and let me tell you what, I've worked a lot with FBI agents, and I worked with DOJ and federal prosecutors. And I'm telling you, they're not just going to go do a scattergun approach. They're not going to go and just go willy-nilly across the board. They're going to go and make sure that what they're doing is right It's proper. It's correct. Now, I can't speak for the investigators that were on the Mueller report, because that was, as I said before, they were trying to find a crime. And they were trying to leverage their influence and all their power to try to determine what the elements of that crime, they were trying to find what it was. And there was nothing pertaining to the Mueller report. Well, now I think what they have is they've got the elements of a crime. They know what the elements of the crime are, whatever crime they're looking at. And now what they're doing is they're shoring down the elements of that particular crime to bring indictments. It's apples and oranges. The Mueller investigation versus what Barr and Durr is doing, it's night and day. And unfortunately, because if you don't navigate in those waters, you don't understand it. But I see it clear as day. I mean, they know crimes have been committed, and now they're getting ready to nail it down. And that's why they're going over there and seeing all these different interviews and all these different people.
There you go. Yeah, having talk about somebody in law enforcement that having this turn into a criminal investigation versus counterintelligence is huge.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I don't know if this is, of course, you're reading I'm reading the media, and I don't have my seatbelt on, I'm sorry. But when it was reported, I think it was on Fox News, where they were talking about they went to Italy to speak to the Italian authorities about the behavior of the FBI agents in Italy, I think is big.
Well, that's correct. The lady misreported, saying that the Italians, didn't know anything about it. Is that they didn't have anything to do with it? Is what they said, and they're looking into it to find out from their own agency people, was anybody involved?
Yeah. Well, I'm just telling you whatever this morning. But anyway, listen, I'm going to let you go. I know you guys are a busy show, but
you enjoy your. Happy Yankees.
I got rid of it.
Good.
First word, folks.
We'll keep him deep throat there. Tell me when we can go.
We're fine now.
Okay. Let's get the next part of this. This is Morning Joe. This is a wrap-up of the reporter again. And they're going to be talking about the origins in FISA. But again, listen to how she questions things.
So, Julia, let me just clarify one thing. This is an investigation into the origins of the investigation. Is that right? Because I don't see a lot of disputing of the outcomes and the findings of the investigation. You had the intelligence agency, of course. You had Robert Mueller. The White House has disputed parts of that, obviously. But is the Justice Department saying that what this investigation revealed is, in fact, false, or just that it was not well predicated?
It's exactly the former, Willie. They haven't disputed the findings at all. In fact, especially because the ultimate finding was that the president and his campaign did not collude or have a conspiracy with the Russians. They're not disputing that at all. What they're going to is a Republican talking point that we've heard over the past 2 years. It was laid out in the Nunes memo. This is the idea that people within the FBI used that Steele dossier as a reason to get FISA warrants. That would be a surveillance warrant on Carter Page that then went and opened this investigation. There are also conspiracy theories that they're looking into that have been largely disproven about George Papadopoulos and whether or not when he met with a professor named Joseph Massoud, whether or not that was actually orchestrated by the CIA, as George Papadopoulos has claimed. But this isn't the only investigation they've had into these questions. Republicans have looked into this, as well as the Inspector General, who has been looking into this for over a year. We're still waiting on those results. And then you add on top of this now a criminal investigation into these very same questions. But during this entire course, there has been no evidence that these warrants were in any way fabricated. In fact, I should just point out, in order to get a warrant, you have to have a judge sign off. And we've been able to see from those FISA warrants that those in the early days, before this ever became the Mueller probe, in these early days, there were many people who came through the Justice Department.
Many people.
Who signed their names to this. It's not like this was all in the hands of one person or one political affiliation. It is even continued during the Trump Justice Department.
Four warrants, four signatures. Some others had Yates and people like that, but you had James Comey, you had McCabe, you have Yates, you had Rob Rosenstein. So she made it, well, no, it's like a whole army of people had to look at this. That is malpractice for her to do that. Now, we've been talking about the Italian connection. Catherine Herridge on Durham in Italy. Listen in.
Fox News has confirmed U.S. Attorney John Durham's investigation into the origins of the Russia probe has now expanded based on new evidence uncovered in Rome. And we are getting new information about that visit involving attorney William Barr. Catherine Herridge has the latest from Washington, D.C. How did it start?
Well, Harris, this is literally one of these hot off the press situations. I've just gotten a readout from the Foreign Desk and our correspondent Amy Kellogg, who's based in Italy. And she reports that in the last few minutes, the Italian prime minister has testified to Parliament that he did permit the meeting with the attorney general, with Italian intelligence on the subject of the Russia investigation. And he described this move as, quote, the correct decision and that everything was arranged through proper diplomatic channels. The other piece of information we're getting from Italy is that these meetings occurred August 15th and September 27th in Rome.
Whoa.
And that dovetails with some new information we've had here at Fox News, which is that during one of these trips, William Barr and U.S. Attorney John Durham gathered new evidence, and it was on that basis that they expanded the investigation into the origins of the FBI's 2016 Russia collusion case. And my contacts are reporting that Durham is, quote, very interested to question the former director of national intelligence, that's the nation's top spy chief, James Clapper, as well as the former CIA director, John Brennan, who recently dismissed the idea.
I'm supposedly going to be interviewed by Mr. Durham as part of this non-investigation. I don't understand the predication of this worldwide effort to try to uncover dirt, either real or imagined, that would discredit that investigation in 2016 into Russian interference.
The reason this matters, Harris, is that it shows that the Durham investigation is truly global in nature, and it dovetails with our reporting that these trips to Rome have been very consequential for that investigation, and that this has now been confirmed by the Italian prime minister under oath with parliamentary testimony.
Okay. She said the key word there. They met with the Italian president, who you remember was over here. Their dates were the August the 15th and September the 27th, and met with the prime minister to talk to intelligence officials in Italy to see what they knew. Now, it's going to be a question of what type of deep state do they have, but man, that's what the truth was, not what that reporter said. She had it completely wrong. You should not be a reporter when you get a substantive fact like that completely wrong. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Doesn't it seem like things are always getting more expensive? Groceries, the rent, even utilities. Cost of living is up, but Allstate can help lower your cost of driving with new lower auto rates. You get the same high-quality coverage and hands-on expertise from a local Allstate agent. Now with new lower rates, you're in good hands.
If you haven't quoted Allstate lately, it's the perfect time. Get a quote today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The right way to get the best looking lawn on the block and keep it that way starts with Lowe's, because Lowe's has everything you need and at the right prices. Lower temperatures make fall the perfect time to overseed. And now you can save with 20% off select Scott's Turf Builder grass seed. Keep leaves from taking over your landscape and save $40 on a Cobalt 24-volt leaf blower, now $99. No gas or oil required. Just pop in the battery and go. For your fall to-do list, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Cobalt offer valid through 10/30. Scott's offer valid through 11/6, U.S. only.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Show. Okay, boys and girls, well, we are packed out today. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan and Joey, how are y'all today?
We are so good, we can't even stand it. As my dad would say, happy as a clam at high tide.
Well, guys, I'm up in North Alabama, the beautiful Alabama state here up here in the north of it. And it's raining, it's kind of cloudy, but it's a beautiful day in America, fellas.
That's the way I woke up this morning.
Well, guys, if y'all all remember election night, the looks on their face and the 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning before they call it for Donald Trump, this is why. It's now become criminal. These guys are in big, big trouble, Dan. I tell you, not only do they don't have enough sense to keep their mouth shut at this point, but I'm getting indications from people that I'm telling that this is on a fast track here. From what I'm hearing, and it's just speculation, y'all guys, but Barr has already had his grand jury beginning to be formed before he came back and dropped this dime. So I'm expecting to see a grand jury set quickly here, and it ain't going to take long, guys.
Yeah, I think a grand jury has already met.
Yeah, I believe so, too. But I ain't really as far as to go ahead and say that at this point, but I really kind of tend to believe that, too, Dan. And then there you go. Let's go Senate. Let's get it lined up, and let's start bringing them in. Guys, you know, it's a wonderful day in America, and it's because we made America great again, and we're going to keep it great again. And all y'all out there in the world that can hear this, I know we don't get too far out there unless you got a nap. But if you was involved with this, we're coming to get you, and we're locking you up. You're going to find out what's going to happen to you when you're in the government, and we're going to make an example out of you for all politicians in the future. It's a great day. I hope it goes the way I think it's going to go in the next year. And if it does, guys, I owe everybody out there in America who voted for Donald Trump thanks from the bottom of my heart, from all my grandchildren and children and my whole entire family. It looks like we saved America, Dan.
Well, we're not quite there yet. We want this thing to start unfolding.
Absolutely. But to me, it's just a joyful day to see the rats actually starting to scramble around. It's just wonderful. So other than that, I don't, you know, this is a weekend of football, guys.
And oh, absolutely. So let me tell you, that's a big game on 2:30 on Saturday.
Yeah. And what a great way to start my weekend with my college football and my high school football and my NFL football and Barr turning the criminal. Man, that's a grand slam there.
I know you're going to give double at church, aren't you? Let me ask you, Rodney, what part of Alabama are you in?
Right now I'm just coming out of Florence, Alabama.
What do the leaves look like up there?
We got a little color on the side there. Not a whole lot, but it looks like it's get a couple little yellows and a few little reds trying to break in there. Yeah, but it's starting.
I think I'm a couple of weeks away from it here. I'm trying to figure out when to book a place up there at Mentum. Rodney, I want you to have a great day, my friend. The LSU-Auburn game is going to be big.
Yeah, it is. Guys, look. Y'all keep doing the great job that y'all doing out there, keeping our president's word out there. And I'm definitely going to keep on listening, guys. Y'all know that, right?
Absolutely.
All right, guys. I appreciate y'all and all the audience that listens. So y'all have a great weekend out there and enjoy it.
Thanks. Appreciate it. John DeVoe, hang on for me. We're going to go to a break. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. They're mourning Congressman Elijah Cummings and keeping his memory alive.
I loved every minute I ever spent with him, every conversation we ever had. I loved his booming voice. But we should hear him now in the quiet times at night and in the morning when we need courage.
Former President Bill Clinton in Baltimore at funeral services for the civil rights leader, former President Barack Obama, talking honor and other lessons from Cummings.
There's nothing weak about being honorable. You're not a sucker to have integrity and to treat others with respect.
In South Carolina, President Trump slated to give a speech. Meanwhile, House impeachment investigators subpoena three more Trump administration officials to testify in the Ukraine probe. America is listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the cruise that never ends at Caravita Village Senior Living. Semi-private suites from $1,399 and private suites for $1,549. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a wet scenario for the next couple of days, but there have been some refinements in the forecast as well. For today and tonight, periods of showers, and we can't rule out a couple of thunderstorms. Becoming breezy, high today 72, low tonight 69. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, windy at times, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, high temperature up to about 79. Then on Sunday and Monday, I have removed rain from the forecast. A good bit of sunshine with highs in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
But they just don't know what's in my heart and why I love you so. I love you, baby, like a mine of love gold. Come on, sugar, let the good time roll. Hey!
Let's go. No, let's do our warning first.
Yes. So let's turn down the Jimi Hendrix.
The city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Okay, boys and girls, you know what that means. As soon as you hear his voice, it'll have 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Unless he veers off the subject matter or starts doing a PSA, let's go to John DeVoe. John DeVoe, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How's Birmingham?
Everything's going good. It's kind of wet. It's a little drizzly this morning. But, you know, they told us, what do you call them? The meteorologists told us it was coming.
Yep.
And, they were accurate. I heard they moved about 57 high school football games from today, you know, statewide, from today to yesterday, because they knew this rain was coming. But other than that, it's not too cold. It's just a little wet. Other than that, everything's good.
Good.
Hope to have a good Magic City Classic parade tomorrow. Shaquille O'Neal is the ambassador. And then we got 2 Chainz performing after the game tomorrow. So
Wait. So John DeVoe isn't the ambassador?
Maybe they signed Dan.
I mean, Shaq, John DeVoe. I mean, you're in that ballpark.
But you know, when President Obama left and left office, I watched on TV as the outgoing president, you know, shook hands with the incoming president and first family, Donald Trump and Mrs. Trump and the Pences, and then Obama got in a car and drove to the train station, and from there to the helicopter, and from there to the plane, and from there to Hawaii, and went on vacation and said, "All right, Mr. Trump, you said that you could run America like a business. It's your turn." And
I don't remember the train part of that equation.
But I do hope that we'll have a smooth transition with whoever the governor's going to appoint at the county court, you know, probate office. And with the mayor's office, I hope we're going to have a smooth transition. Donald Trump was blessed. You know, Pence was the governor of Indiana, and while Trump had come from the business sector, Pence was there, you know, as a former governor to know how government works and make sure there was a smooth transition with government. And I hope the same thing will be true with the incoming probate judge and the new reading administration at the mayor's office as well.
Had a little bit different magnitude than the White House or the presidency.
But we hope so. We hope everything goes well, and we look forward to Judge Reed and his family, you know, becoming our new executive heads and our prayers and our meditations are with them as they do so.
John DeVoe.
To the Veterans Day program on the 11th as well as the inauguration on the 12th.
John, thanks for the cell phone call. Appreciate it. You have a great day. Let me go to Bob. Bob, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Something very good. Something very interesting, Dan. This kind of blows my mind. My neighbor married a lady in Florida and moved down there, but he has his residence. He comes by once a month, kind of check it out, see what's going on. So he was here a month ago, and we went to Collagen at lunch. Good time there. He went on over to Hank Williams' grave, showing his wife and all that. And he showed up a day ago. He said, "Bob, you will not believe what appeared on my phone." He said he got some kind of ring, and he said, every place, restroom, and Hank Williams' grave that he had been in the last month, there were pictures just like he had made for a month. And he said, you know, he got out of it as soon as he answered it. But just imagine that. Some guy, he can be tracked for a month and didn't even know it. You know, it's just unbelievable what goes on out there in the world of, I guess you'd call it Big Brother, because he said he thought they wanted him to rape any restaurant where he had eaten. But anyway, you know, Hank Williams' grave is obviously not a restaurant, but he didn't stay on it long enough to figure out what it was all about. But it kind of blew his mind. He said he had a fellow with Air Force Intelligence one time spent the night with him. He said, you won't believe what I can find out about you. He said, I could track you with your phone off and all this kind of stuff.
Oh, so, yeah.
It's just amazing. I mean, it is amazing. You cannot hide, I guess.
Yeah, you can turn off the tracker, or you can turn it off on your phone.
Yeah, well, and it's just, you know, blew his mind that they've been following him for a month, every place he's been almost. Just some, I don't know, advertising query, I guess you'd say. But, I mean, it just really shocked him.
I heard you say that. Bob, thanks for the telephone call. I want you to have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful weekend and enjoy the fillets and the wine and everything.
You know I will, Bob. You know I will. With games and steak and wine and salsa and queso, I'll be a happy camper. Take care, Bob.
It's a wonderful life.
It is indeed. I like the movie, too. Did you get that email?
Yes.
All right, let's go to Roy. Roy, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
I am very good.
Hello.
Who's going to be the John Dean of this whole escapade?
I don't know. I think some people are already kind of flipping. It's I'm looking over some stuff that some people sent me about the Page Struck tax, and the question is going to be, how did these all of a sudden show up?
And yeah, where were they before? Yeah.
Right, and her saying that she basically says that she edited the 302s that were there. That just kind of further indicates to me that Paige is cooperating.
What was that lady's name that you played before? That, I don't know if it was CNN or MSNBC.
MSNBC. She is a NBC, MSNBC reporter. I forgot her last name.
That's awful.
She is so off. I mean, if she's got a press card, she ought to turn it in.
Yeah. I forget the guy's name, but there was a federal investigator that was murdered that was investigating the Rich death. I'm afraid this might end up happening in this case. It's so widespread and so altering to the political landscape.
That it is. Where did you hear that? You said an FBI agent?
I don't know if it's, no, it's an investigator. I don't know if he was an agent, but somebody down in the Miami area. This is a while back, like 2 years ago or more than that.
On the Rich case in Washington, D.C.?
Well, Seth Rich was, I don't know where he was at, but some guy down in Miami was investigating it. Supposedly was murdered.
I've never heard that.
Yeah. All righty. Y'all have a good weekend.
Thanks for
I did go by Sweet Creek. I liked it.
Good. What'd you get?
I got the smoked half chicken and enjoyed the homemade ice cream. Really liked it.
Yeah, let me tell you, it's a great place. You want to get in on the drawing for the gift basket?
Sure.
Give me month and day of birth.
1-1.
All right. 1-1. That's easy. Roy, thanks for the telephone call. I want you to have a great weekend, my friend. Listen in. We're going to do that drawing from 2:30 to 2:40.
Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah, guys, don't crowd me on the right before the drawing with a whole bunch of calls. If you want to get in, just go ahead and call. Let's listen to Paula Reed talking about Durham. Now, listen to the way they handle this story.
CBS News confirms the Justice Department has opened a criminal investigation to find out how its own probe of Russian election interference began in 2016. The FBI and intelligence agencies found Russia acted to help President Trump's campaign, but the president claims he was the investigator's original target. Paula Reed is at the White House. Paula, what does this mean for the president?
Anthony, CBS News has learned that the prosecutor overseeing this case will now have the power to subpoena witness testimony, documents, and even impanel a grand jury and file criminal charges. So this is a political win for President Trump, who for 2 years has railed against the legitimacy of the Russia investigation, insisting that it was started by deep state intelligence officials who wanted to prevent his election. But in a statement, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler and House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff said, these reports, if true, raise profound new concerns that the Department of Justice under AG Barr has lost its independence and become a vehicle for President Trump's political revenge.
Oh, man. So accuse someone else of what you're doing. And I mean, we played the piece from Rachel Maddow. Matter of fact, we need to go back and play that again after we finish this. This is just, it's unbelievable. That's what they're going to do. And they're going to malign you and hear it in a couple of interviews that we're going to play next. This is the second part of Paula Reed.
Attorney General William Barr has closely overseen this investigation. He even traveled to Italy to personally secure its assistance. Personally. He also asked President Trump to reach out to foreign leaders, including Australia, to ask for their help in this matter.
Paula, where could this criminal probe lead, and could there be charges?
It's unclear what criminal charges, Anthony, could be filed against the officials who were involved in the early months of this probe. Sources have suggested in recent weeks that it's actually unlikely any criminal charges will be filed, but by opening a criminal investigation and gathering just enough damaging information, the Attorney General could still hand President Trump a political win right in the middle of the 2020 campaign season.
The political motivation, Joey.
Oh.
They could use just enough information to hand him a political win next year.
If only people could hear what I texted you last night.
Oh, man. I'd have to bleep your text.
Yeah, it was, that drives me nuts. You know, and it's one thing for, like, Rachel Maddow to do it. Like, I expect that, and I expected all this, but it's...
This is Paula Reed, CBS right. Morning.
You're supposedly straight news reporters. It's ridiculous.
I noticed Nancy Cord isn't anywhere to be seen in the news cycle this morning. Okay, so let me do this. Let me go to... Laura Ingraham had a really interesting panel on last night. They did the best job of kind of taking this thing apart and putting it back together. Just know that all the panel members are qualified. This is talking about Durham criminal investigation opened.
Fox News is now confirming that John Durham's review into the origins of the Russia probe has turned into a criminal inquiry. The New York Times noting some CIA officials have retained criminal lawyers in anticipation of being interviewed. I'm joined by a fantastic legal panel, Robert Ray, former Whitewater Independent Counsel, Robert Driscoll, former DOJ official, and Harmeet Dhillon, attorney and Trump 2020 advisory board member. Robert, CIA officials are smartly lawyering up per the New York Times, so who's sweating most tonight?
I think you already identified some of them, Brennan, Clapper, Comey. And the wild card is I don't know who had knowledge within the Justice Department at the supervisory level necessary to approve this. But if anybody is in that loop that knew of the origins of the Steele dossier and its political connections and made the decision or was complicit in the decision to not disclose that information to the FISA court, I think what we're anticipating is that those folks have potential criminal liability. Yes.
Let's go to T Spear. T Spear, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Well, good afternoon, sir. It is so good to be on. And I have a question.
Sure.
How many days will a federal court be closed for Thanksgiving? Or how many days will a federal court be closed for Christmas through New Year's?
I don't know. I'm going to assume it's going to be 2 days for Thanksgiving. I'm not sure about Christmas, because Christmas falls on a Wednesday, if I remember correctly.
Okay. If a federal court is closed for the 2 days of Thanksgiving Day and the day after Thanksgiving, and then, of course, it is also closed for Sunday and Monday, that means 4 days of federal court shutdown, correct?
Correct.
Okay. What time does federal court close on any given day, at the time of the day? 5 o'clock?
You would think so.
Okay. I still would love to see at, say, 5:05 p.m. on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, the federal authorities show up at these people's homes and take them under arrest. These people, meaning Hillary Clinton, Adam Schiff, what was his name? Peter Strutt, every one of them. I would love to see that happen. In fact, I would hazard to say that if they were to put that on pay-per-view, people would actually pay to see it happen.
Pay-per-view, huh?
You got it. There are a lot of us who have never done a pay-per-view in their life. But I tell you what, that would be one that I'd put down some money for. To watch Hillary Clinton, with all of her smug hatefulness, for everyone in this country to be taken down, to be taken into police custody and perp walks for everyone to see. Oh, yeah. I think you could gather quite a bit of funds for that to happen.
Yeah. Don't be anticipating that that Hillary Clinton is going to get anything to happen to her anytime soon. You have a lot of people you have to go through to get to her.
No, I think if anything were to ever happen, and as much as we would love to see her locked up immediately for everything she's done to this country, I think that would be best postponed until after the election in 2020 or even the inauguration in 2021, because if not, the anti-Americans that are sitting in office right now would absolutely, that little foray into a hearing room of 40 Republicans would be nothing compared to what the Democrats would do. Even those in office would be nothing compared to what they would do.
Yeah, and again, I think one of the reasons Hillary Clinton may run for president is so she can say, you're trying to investigate and arrest your political opponent.
Yeah, and I think you're very correct on that. It's been very interesting. And as you say, we shall see in the fullness of time.
There you go.
Bring stuff to all of us. We appreciate you so much. And Joey, I would love to be included. 8:30, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Teach me, you got it, my dear. What time do we do that drawing?
About 2:40 this afternoon.
That's it. What's in that gift basket?
Anything I
want to
put in.
There you go. Up to $60. You're spot on. T-Spear, always enjoy talking to you. You have a great day.
And you do too. Bye.
Bye. News Hour 93.1, Dan Moore Show, final segment of this hour, coming up.
People talking, but they just don't know what's in my heart and why I love you so. I love you, baby, like a mine of love gold. Sugar, let the good time roll.
The Dan Morris Show. He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a six-day cruise on the Carnival Valor out of New Orleans from Crimson Tide Cruise.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Crimson Tide Cruise and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Tim 2922A, that's where we are. Excuse me. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to JJ. JJ, you can take you in before we get to the top of the hour break.
Hey, I appreciate it. A fellow earlier was talking about the cooperators. Got some of those. Hopefully, you know, some one of them, hopefully, is that Lisa Page girl. Probably singing like a bird. I'd love to see when it all comes down, the different in, like Stroke, his face, that smart mouth, smug face Joker.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I can't wait to come down because there got to be some people that they've got cooperating. There's just too many people involved, you know.
Yeah, I think, and they've hinted to that, is that, you know, the people came forward at the last minute, and that's why Horowitz had to keep the investigation open with the with FISA, and I believe when he was doing the investigation that Horowitz was sitting there and probably had some FBI agents sitting there too.
Yeah, I imagine when it all starts coming down, some of them are going to be freaking out, some of them are leaving the country, you know, they may be even trying to whack their own selves or something. Well,
the question to me and among my group is that are Brennan and Clapper and Comey being wiretapped? Are they listening in on their conversations? Because it would be a prudent thing to do.
Right. Yeah, and they can do all that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
They just have to have probable cause.
Right, right. Hey, can I get a chance at that Sweet Creek?
Man? You got it, JJ. Give me your month and day of birth.
125.
You're in, buddy. You are in.
Thanks, Dan. Keep up the good work, buddy.
Thank you.
And if you're doing that right, before you even make them wise to what you're doing, you already have that warrant to wiretap them.
Yeah, I think that when we are hearing things, we're 3 to 4 months behind the curve because Durham's that smart and Barr is that smart. Because you think about it, if they were just getting to the... Well, first of all, they kind of hinted that Durham came in when Barr came in. Now, Tracy said Durham was in before Barr got there.
Yeah, he was appointed U.S. attorney in 2018, so it would have been before Barr.
But he was previously a U.S. attorney.
Yeah, he was previously a deputy U.S. attorney, but he was one of the most well-known deputy U.S. attorney. He had been...
Good pick on Barr's part.
Yeah, he'd been appointed by Janet Reno in the Whitey Bulger case, right, where he did get a conviction. On the CIA torture enhanced interrogation stuff, all those high-profile cases, one was...
The yellow cake.
Yeah, I can't remember who was the AG under Bush at that time that did that. Would have been...
Okay. Mukasey?
Yeah. And then Eric Holder appointed him to look into the even more of the so-called torture stuff, though. That case is interesting. Holder said, look beyond... Anybody who went beyond the recommendations by the Bush DOJ. So, in both those high-profile cases, under the W. Bush administration and the Obama administration, he did not file any criminal charges. So he's a pretty even-handed guy, and there's a reason he's that well-respected, that even, you know, places in the press are having to admit that.
Let's go to Laura Ingram here. She's going to be talking about the little fish to catch the big fish here.
Harmy, this is when people start getting very nervous. And as we saw with the situation with Paul Manafort, the screws are turned on individuals, and it happens a lot. I represented people. It happened to them. And people start coughing up details to avoid jail time. Correct?
Right. That's right. Well, the way that this typically works is that you go after the lower level people and ask them to provide evidence on their supervisors. And so this isn't going to start with putting the screws on the people just mentioned or even DOJ officials who may have been involved in approving those FISA warrants, but the lower level people who have more to lose and who will be able to quickly turn because they don't have loyalty or they don't have that top level political exposure. So that's how this is going to go. And for all we know, that has already begun, Laura, by the time we're talking about it here today.
That's the key, and I think that's absolutely right. I think that's why they mentioned Brennan, Clapper, Comey, Strzok. And I think they kind of threw Strzok in because kind of gave him a shot over the bow that Lisa Page is doing it, but somebody has basically ratted out Brennan, and or they've got some emails that rat himself out. You remember the email chain between Brennan and Comey talking about the FISA. No, you said it wouldn't qualify. No, you said it wasn't. So they kind of blamed each other in the email. So they would kind of get down to the real story here. Let's see if we can fit in this next one here. Grand jury and a real investigation.
Bob, we've been hearing about the House and the impeachment inquiry, subpoenas, and bringing witnesses up to Capitol Hill, and we've dissected that to the extent we know what happened. But here, Durham can impanel a grand jury,
right,
and everything starts. The process starts, and it is a brutal and oftentimes relentless process.
Right.
What can we expect here?
Well, I mean, it's going to be a long time, or at least it's not going to be as quick as people want. I mean, a grand jury process, everyone's going to lawyer up. They're going to go in, and they're going to dig in witness by witness and document by document. I mean, I think at least it's a fair process. I mean, the grand jury process has been around for a long time. And we'll
not
find out.
Fair. Not always fair, but it's what we have.
Right, but it's what we have, and so we'll at least have this stuff subjected to scrutiny on some level, and if people are indicted, they'll be able to defend themselves, and it's a legal proceeding. It's less political than the House, for example. And I think that, you know, the important thing is, what's really, to me, key is this CIA angle, is that, I mean, really, you know, post-Nixon, I mean, the intelligence community was really put in a box to not be involved in domestic politics at all. And if it turns out that some of these 2016 investigations were in essence thrown out over the wall from the intelligence community into, you know, the domestic political arena and the FBI, I think those are people that should be in some jeopardy.
We called it the police state before they did it.
Right.
News 93.1, top of the hour break coming up, final hour of the Dan Moore Show on a Friday TGIF edition.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.